Welcome to Tofu US, a space for real talk about life's truth.
They want to know your feel.
But really say out loud. No filters, no judgment. Just honest conversations that reminds us that we are not alone. Let's unfold and spoken together. Hey you, welcome back to another episode of Truthful Yours. In today's episode is going to hit close to home to a lot of us. Because today we are talking about something we don't always have the language for. Something that feels confusing, isolating, and it can be quietly heavy. And that is an identity crisis. Stay ready.
Truthful Yours Podcast.
Have you ever looked in the mirror and thought, I don't even know who I am anymore? Or even ask yourself, what have I become? That could be a sign of an identity crisis. So what is an identity crisis? What does it mean when we talk of identity crisis? By definition, academically, it is a period of deep personal uncertainty where someone questions who they are, what they believe in, and where they are going in life. It is often feels like being disconnected from your own self or like your old identity no longer fits, but the new one also hasn't formed properly. And this is according to Erik Erikson, a psychologist, who is also calling this a natural part of human development, especially in adolescence and adulthood. That is a definition from Erik and Erik Erikson. So an identity crisis isn't just a feeling of lost like for just one day. It is when you start questioning the core of you, who you are. You start questioning your values, your voice, your purpose, and sometimes even your personality. It can feel like the version of you that you have always been does not quite fit anymore. But also the version that you are becoming, it is not fully formed yet. So you are in between. The past version of yourself, it is no longer fitting you right now. And who you're becoming isn't fully formed yet. So that period in between is called an identity crisis. So it's like being emotionally in between homes, and nobody prepared you for this, and neither nobody told you that it would feel uncomfortable. So what happens? Identity crisis can come at any point in life, but they tend to hit the hardest during transitions. And that could be leaving school or just finishing school. It could be starting work. It could be becoming a parent. It could be walking away from a relationship. It could be outgrowing your environment. It could be healing from your traumas, or sometimes just autopilot and starting to think deeper. It's when this kind of question starts to hit. You start questioning yourself. Wait, is this really me? Or just, what have I become? Whom am I outside people's expectations? Do I even like myself like this? Do I like the job that I'm in? Do I like this version of myself? Is this who I'm supposed to be? So it is really disorienting and distorting to be in the phase of identity crisis. So let's talk about how it feels. Maybe I can say all of these things and maybe you're not quite sure if you're experiencing an identity crisis. Sometimes it can feel like you're tired all the time. Not physically, but you're emotionally tired. It could also be you're performing different variants of yourself for different people. You are not your true authentic self, but you have to put up masks to fit in, if you're getting that point. If you are with your colleagues at work, there is this version of you that you are giving them. If you're at home, there is another version. If you're with your family, there's another version of you. If you're in this certain group of people, you have to put an act to fit in. So it looks like you're performing and it's exhausting because you have not found your authentic self. It can also feel like second guessing every decision you're making. Is this the right person for me? Is this the right job for me? Should I lose weight? Should I just keep looking like this? Should I change how I look? Should I, like, you second guess each and everything, and you don't have, like, you don't really know what you want at that particular time. Should I go for my master's or should I just go get a work experience first? So you can't make decisions right on the go. You keep second guessing. Sometimes it can feel like you being jealous of people that you see, or they seem to be so sure of themselves. You know, like you can look at somebody and you could be like, why are they so content? Why do they just know what they want on the right go? And I do not know what I really want. Like I'm in between of this and this. I can't even choose. So you find yourself low-key jealous when you meet or see somebody that they seem so sure of who they are. Sometimes you can start questioning your dreams, your goals, or your beliefs. And you could even feel like missing the old you, but deep down, you know that's no longer who you're supposed to be. You know there's time for growth. You know it's time for growth right now. And you know you have to level up and become something else. And the hardest part is you don't even know who to talk to because you don't even know how to explain what you're feeling. I'm here to tell you, you could be experiencing an identity crisis. But listen, very careful. You're not broken. You're not behind. It's not you being fake. You are just growing. And that is part of human development. So do not shame yourself for not being clear right now. This confusion is not weakness. It's the beginning of clarity. It's the beginning of the new level. It's you becoming the best version of yourself. So if you're in identity crisis right now, here are the very few things that you can do and they can help you navigate through this phase. First, stop trying to fix it overnight. It isn't something you force your way out of it. It is just something you feel your way through. Just give yourself some time. Growth does not happen overnight. And so this phase. It's not something you feel today and tomorrow you've got everything, you see everything clear, like get the clarity. No, just feel yourself through it. And at a certain point, you'll become who you wanted to become. You can also, number two, you can start to name what no longer feels true to you, even though you're used to them, or even though they're your patterns. So you can name the habits that you do no longer want to entertain, the roles, the labels that no longer fit you. Sometimes clarity begins with subtraction. So do the work and see what habits no longer fit me anymore. What don't I want to entertain anymore? What labels I don't want to put on myself anymore? What are the things that I believed they were true, I believed they were my identity, and they do not fit anymore? Start subtracting all of those things to fully become who you want to become. Number three, you can start to protect your space. This is not the time when you're feeling like you're in an identity crisis. It's not the time for you to crowd yourself with noise. Choose silence. Keep journaling. Choose conversations, sincere and deep conversations with people who don't pressure you to be okay. Because sometimes it does not feel okay. It's not okay for you to feel like you don't know what to do. Do not know what kind of decision you should make right now. You do not know what dreams to chase. You do not know what comes after what. This is not the time for somebody to tell you that it's okay to feel that way. I know it's not okay. I know it is very distorting and very distracting and very confusing. But just sit with it because it's the part of growth. For you to keep your sane during this phase, make sure you are surrounding yourself with people that you can actually have very deep conversation with them and they can help you go through this. And also you can talk to someone who listens without fixing. Just, you know, you can vent to someone like, this is how I feel. Sometimes you just need to be heard. No solutions, no nothing. You just need someone to hear you out. And number five, you can start to try new things. Try new opinions, try new habits, try new stuffs other than what you are used of, other than what you always do. Just try out. You don't need to be perfect. Just explore. Because exploring is not failing. It's just information. You will know in the journey of exploring, like what fits for you, what doesn't work for you, what you like, what you do not like. You know, you can just explore the new you and that will be okay. So I just want you to know, when you're experiencing the identity crisis, you're not late to your life. You are right on time. But you're just in the messy, sacred middle of becoming. So don't rush it or don't hide from it. You don't need to know exactly who you are to start honoring who you're not anymore. Some answers only come after learning and relearning. But some peace only comes after you stop pretending that you are who you've always been. Let's all accept that we are growing. In the path of growth and development, there is a lot of uncertainties to fully become who we want to be. And we must go through that journey in that road. It's the part of the process. So let's embrace it. So this season of not knowing, let it be the soil where something real grows, something flourishing, and something nurturing, and something promising. That's all for today, love. If this episode felt like a mirror, I want you to know I see you. You're not alone. You're not crazy. You're not broken. You are just becoming. Until next time, this is Truth Who You Was, always.
Truthful You Was, podcast.